Deuteronomy chapter 34. Then Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo to the top of Pisgah, that is opposite Jericho. The Lord showed him the whole land from Gilead to Dan, all Naphtali, the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, and all the land of Judah to the western Mediterranean Sea, and the Negev, and the plain of the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees, as far as Zoar. Then the Lord said to him, "This is the land I promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, I will give it to your descendants. I have allowed you to see it with your eyes, but you may not go over there." So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, just as the Lord had said. He buried him in the valley in the land of Moab, opposite Beit Peor. But no one knows the place of his burial till this day. Moses was 120 years old when he died, yet his eyes were unimpaired, and his strength had not waned. The Israelites wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. Then the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended. Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom because Moses had laid his hands on him. The Israelites listened to him and did as the Lord had commanded Moses. There has never since arisen a prophet in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face, who did all the signs and wonders the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt, against Pharaoh, all his servants, and all his land, with mighty power and awesome deeds that Moses performed in the sight of all Israel.